This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Boys Club again. We've been pretty good last month or so. We have had at least one female, if not both, components on the female side of the issues. But today, I'll assume my feminine role. It is
because you're so good at it.
My feminine side.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. To succeed requires a seed. The seed to success is your imagination. One of the great things about this program, I think, is our encouragement for people starting businesses, coming up with ideas and inventions and stuff. I think that visualization is a great technique. So in your life, things that you can influence and control, because you can't really do it in the universal sense, although I think enough people get together, kind of like what is going on in our country now, where people are just fed up. And they want to have change. You wonder if all that energy isn't going to go to some sort of radicalized change. And you think it and you hope it, and then you look at the results of some of the elections and see the same old faces making it through the primaries, and you scratch your head and think, what are we going to do now? Anyway, think about what you can do yourself for your own success quotient. That's the best way to handle it individually. One of the biggest successes in a long time has come from the European Space Probe. Yesterday we were talking about this, and as in the last 24 hours, more and more pictures became available of this Rosetta, the spacecraft called Rosetta, set up by the European Space Agency. It has actually saddled up to that comet. It was 60 feet. This is something that is just beyond most people's comprehension and imagination. This is a comet that's 4 billion miles away from the Earth. They knew where it was going to be. They designed this spacecraft to go up and meet the comet, and it has done that. It's going to drop a lander onto this big lump of coal and dust and ice in the next month or so. It has shot what amounts to one of those things that you shoot out of the side of something and it sticks.
Like a harpoon?
Yeah, right. Thank you. That's the exact word I was looking for, a harpoon. So that it's going to be connected.
Interstellar whaling is what they're doing.
Right.
Intergalactic whaling.
But imagine it. From the Earth, they put a button and the thing sent out a harpoon so that it was connected to and will stay with.
Yeah, they're tagging it like they would a whale or an eagle. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Just going to follow it.
Oh my God, isn't that amazing?
Wow. Did you hear I think it's the 1 year anniversary of the Mars rover landing, and so I was listening to a story yesterday where they were kind of reviewing some of the things that it's found.
It's
such as a lot of water.
Yeah.
And that it, Mars obviously had some kind of microbial life at some point.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting things is that they also noticed that there's going to be a comet go incredibly close, closer than any comet has ever come to Earth, to Mars, and they were worried that the thing could explode and hit and destroy the rover. But this thing is going to get some amazing pictures of this comet. I mean, it's going to come within, I don't know, 1,000 miles or something like that of the planet. So it could actually hit Mars.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Middle East news here of influence. Negotiations have begun. Each side says it wants this, that, and the other thing in Gaza. Hamas says it wants an end to the blockade of that territory. Israel says that Hamas has to disarm before that can happen. That's been the demand all along. They've had the same conversation, like they've had the same war over and over again. 14 times since Israel was declared a state in 1948, they've been at war. They're the same results, same demands. Everything's the same. Nothing changes. Nothing
changes. It's amazing in this world that this sort of thing. They've got a certain amount of time. They want to continue to mediate and extend the truce. So hopefully this is over at least for now. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the Middle East, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, known as ISIS, has moved north. As a matter of fact, they captured the largest Christian town. A lot of people don't know that there are areas in many Middle Eastern countries where there are sort of designated patches where Christians would live. I mean, it's not unlike what happens here, that community outside of Dearborn where there are tens of thousands of Muslims who live. It's a suburb of Detroit, and they happen to have all gone there, and that's the same sort of thing. It's kind of like all the Brazilians who live in Framingham. It's either national or it's racial or ethnic or something, but anyway, so there is a Christian town, Christian area in northern Iraq that now this group has taken over. I think they killed a couple of Christians or people who declared, you know, they go into these places and they say, all right, we want you to become Muslims, and if they refuse, they just kill you. That's kind of what's going on. There have been
these guys seem to have stabilized their grip on the area that they have taken.
Yeah, ISIS.
Which is, I mean, they're going to start their own state
somehow or other.
At some point, it looks like.
Well, it's going to be the old state. The way that that Iraq was not Iraq before, there were three separate countries, and they want to go back to having their own country, and that's what this is about. Syria, all of these things are creations of politics, not of tribes. The old tribes, they want to go back to the old tribes.
Does this scare you in that a terrorist group has basically taken, or do we call it a terrorist group? Maybe they're pretty brutal. So
the news media.
I don't know. Some of the stuff they've done is extremely brutal. But or does this calm things down and make people happy because I have my own place now?
Well, there's something to be said for that too, Richie.
Fighting back against colonialism, I took my own place. We claim our state.
Got it back.
Boom, we're happy.
By the way, everybody thinks this is new. This is not new.
No.
Anybody who studied
years old.
I can remember studying all of this when I was taking courses with Dr. Muhi Hatur, who was my favorite prof in the days of Heidelberg. He and Dr. Roll were my favorites. And he was an Iraqi, came to Northwestern, got a doctorate and stayed in Ohio, and taught for 24, 25 years in Heidelberg. One of the things he was eager to teach us about the Iraqi way of life was how the Westerners had screwed it up over the past 400 or 500 years in unnatural ways. And so when you hear me often talking about how badly the Europeans screwed up Africa and screwed up Asia, it was because of his tutelage and teaching. They did the same thing in the Middle East. They created all these lands.
Mostly the French and British did it. The early
Dutch
stuff.
The Dutch, the Germans, the French, the English, yeah. And so they created these artificial boundaries and barriers, and these people just want to go back to the way it was before. That's all they want. Dr. Ken Kronos up next here on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-Cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-Cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with the Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-Cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA certified organic shade grown top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastley Farm. Simply use the Solo Fill from BuzzBox Coffee, and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year, to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. The medical news that's important for you to understand the ramifications. Dr. Ken is one of the best sources for this kind of information, so he's here to discuss vitamin D. I was reading something, Ken, and I'm trying now to place it about vitamin D and vitamin B, and how important it is for both of them for different reasons. And so, D, your focus on D.
Well, yes, let's break out the news that's occurring reading this week. Doug, this is great news. This is published this week in the medical journal Neurology, that adults 65 and over that do not get enough vitamin D have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Adults with even a moderate vitamin D deficiency are 69% more likely to develop dementia. Salmon, tuna, milk, and eggs offer healthy doses of vitamin D. Sun exposure in moderate amount, I recommend about 15 minutes, about 3 to 4 times a week, can also help the humans absorb proper amount of vitamin D. So this is an easy way to correct and lower your risk of getting dementia. Ask the doctor to occasionally check your vitamin D level when they do your blood levels.
All right, now vitamin B, I have a problem with gluten, so I go without it. And Meredith was reading something online that she was sent yesterday, Ken, about vitamin B, and if you don't have enough gluten, you need to supplement with B. Is that controversial, or is that, I mean, D, can you get too much of anything?
You can get too much of anything, but B is a water-soluble vitamin, so you can take a supplement, I'm sure you do, and get some extra B, no big deal.
Daily aspirin routines. Now, this is back and forth. This stuff drives me crazy, because we talked about on the weekend program and here, Ken and I do a weekend program that's aimed at getting your calls and questions answered from the medical point of view, whatever you have. If you want to join us, 7 o'clock East Coast time on Saturday mornings. Aspirins now may help prevent cancer. There have been warnings, a plethora of warnings about aspirin. Don't take it. It's bad for you. Now, this is what drives me nuts about science.
Well, let me help.
It's
not really science. It's just advancing the knowledge down the road, because there are concerns about any pill we put in our mouth, and there are concerns about aspirin because it can irritate the gut, the stomach, the intestines, and cause bleeding. But the news this week is out of the Annals of Oncology. New studies showing that taking low-dose aspirin, which has a much less likelihood of causing bleeding, every day reduces the risk of developing and dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer. And it appears that the benefits do outweigh the risk in this setting.
So you're saying take an aspirin. Are you going to take an aspirin every day?
I'm telling you to talk to your doctor.
No. I'm not taking that. Yeah. I want to know.
There you go, Ken. The pressure's on.
Somebody between 50 and 65, the data shows you definitely should. And a baby aspirin a day for me is fine.
A baby aspirin, not a regular aspirin.
Exactly. And talk to your doctors, because you and I should not be prescribing over the radio.
Well, I don't care. I can do it. I can practice without a license. I'm okay. Who's going to shoot me?
Yeah, you won't get in any trouble.
No.
I have to renew my licenses.
Yeah, I'll stamp them. Give me a rubber stamp. I'll give you a rubber stamp. Your license is approved as far as I'm concerned.
We'll be making license plates in a long time.
If your hair is thinning and you're concerned, Dr. Ken wants to fix that problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, except Doug. And many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He writes us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your summer activities, Provia has great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that phone number, handy, I have this handy, 800-543-5817. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-543-5817. Right now, mention Dr. Ken. You get a free month supply of Provia. 800-543-5817 to better the chances of you being looked upon favorably when it comes to your hairline, anyway. Provia cleanses the pores, allows the hair under your scalp to grow. 800-543-5817.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As most of you know, during this portion of the hour, there's a focus on music. Sometimes it's pop music of the day, sometimes pop music of the past, sometimes an interesting integration. For example, here's Brian Setzer. Gracie's got a great story attached to this. Listen to that guitar. Play that dress, Brian.
When I was just a boy, way back when, I just seemed to know it, man, even back then. Gonna make people shout and clap their hands.
Sorry, Richie.
This is a track called Rockabilly Blues off of his new album, Rockabilly Ride. All originals from Brian Setzer, and it's the first non-instrumental album he's had outside of the Brian Setzer Orchestra in, wow, like 13 years. So pretty cool stuff, kind of back to the Stray Cats type of thing. But the neat thing about this album, and we've been talking about Weird Al Yankovic quite a bit because of how he geniusly marketed his new album, where he released a song on a different popular news or website every day. Well, Brian Setzer released a song last week on USAtoday.com and yesterday released all of the tracks on WallStreetJournal.com. So this is a trend that is pretty interesting. You know, taking, because we've seen like where artists are saying, okay, I'm only going to release my CD at Walmart or Target.
Right.
You know, and now nobody buys CDs, so how do we do it? Well, they look at websites with really strong followings, and they say, okay, you can only get it here for 3 days, 4 days, a week, whatever it is, or I'm going to splatter it around and just try and get more exposure by putting it on popular websites. But this is neat stuff. I'm definitely going to download it because I love that rockabilly. And Brian Setzer says, it's really good music. It's kind of like the blues. It's always kind of under the radar until it rears its head, and I really believe that when people get to hear it, they love rockabilly.
So, Weird Al also has released a new album, a comedy album that's doing very well. He's done it in sort of an unusual way, Kenny, right? The tracks sort of all released in different venues, weren't they?
Yeah, he released a different video for each song on the album on a different day, all on different websites. So it was an exclusive one on the Nerdist, an exclusive one on Funny or Die. Each day, different video, an exclusive place. So it built lots of buzz on all these different sites for all these different audiences.
Yeah.
It was a very, very cool idea.
Yeah, this is a good idea. All right, speaking of that, is Weird Al being the entertainment at the Super Bowl a good idea? That's the poll question today at DougStephan.com. Also at DougStephan.com, our video of the day. Some will consider this to be weird. I'm not sure. The story, though, requires, what, about 2 minutes worth of our airtime?
A minute and a half, yeah.
A minute and a half. I don't think we have a minute and a half.
We do not, no, but it's really funny.
Well, the idea of having videos, this is one of the things that sort of has brought us into the new age. I remember when we first had a website, and that might have been, what, 20 years? I'm trying to remember the first Doug Stephan website. It was pretty bad. You remember that.
Yeah, no, it was pretty basic.
Pretty horrible.
But, I mean, they all were back then.
Yeah,
it was in the
mid-90s. So here we have all the opportunity to put together audio and video and text and stories and entertainment.
You got to go see this. This guy's wife, she's drunk and tells a joke. Well, he's got it recorded and then animates it.
Yeah. And it
looks
hysterical. You think that it's somebody who's come up with this just for the purposes of doing animation, but it started first with a real-life situation, and then the animation came after that, if I understand it correctly. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and he's made an animation company now based on this because it's so popular on the internet.
All right.
I wish my wife drank.
Oh, yeah, really. I bet she wishes she drank, too. 28 past the hour.
Everybody else thinks she should.
This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastley farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like
that. That was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager. Boston Lager. Boston Lager.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At cafepress.com on Good Day Goodies. We've now started as a sort of a button at the website, and also Facebook, I think, too, has our Good Day Goodies. Is it not, Kenny?
Yep.
Yep. I like that. Yep.
There is. Affirmative, sir.
Yep. Yep. Go after your internet.
You betcha.
Go to in the cafepress.com, goodday goodies/goodday goodies. You'll find a whole plethora of things, wearing apparel, mugs, cups, keychains, lots of cool things. If you're connected to the Good Day program or want to be, all you have to do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is go to cafepress.com, cafepress.com, and look for the Good Day Goodies. Richie, you have your first one yet?
I do not have any Good Day. I have my Good Day jacket.
Yeah.
And I have my Good Day, bag.
Yes.
But bag. I don't have a Good Day cup. I need one of those.
You need one of those.
I have to go over there.
All right, let's get to some of the other items of interest. Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Bush spoke with the first spouses who were here. Remember, we had a three-day thing earlier this week with the leaders of Africa coming to America to extol the value and virtue of what they can offer us in terms of business, and we, the same with them. Turned out that we did, supposedly on paper, the $7 billion worth of connection. And I thought the most interesting thing that came out of it, frankly, was from Boeing. They're going to work with the South African tobacco growers to come up with a new jet fuel made out of tobacco that they can use in the Boeing jets that fly in and out of South Africa. maybe use it internationally. Anyway, so
I wouldn't want to be the first one on that flight.
No, no, it'd be okay. It's the same as MASH, the same as the stuff we're making here.
You ever see people who smoke?
What about it?
They cough a lot, right?
Yeah, are you thinking the plane's going to cough a lot?
The plane's going to not me, brother.
Dr. Joy Brown is going to investigate what's wrong with Rich in a few minutes, too, by the way.
He's been trying for years.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama, working with these ladies, gave them a pep talk. The African countries represented came over to the Kennedy Center yesterday, and the Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama challenged the other first ladies to use their unelected office to improve their own status and the status of the countries where they live, the standard of living, for example, standard of living for women specifically. Mrs. Obama said, "We can't waste this spotlight. We have a short life. Change is needed. Women are smarter than men." That's the headline that came out of this working relationship that they established with the first ladies of the African countries.
In general,
women are smarter than men. And the men can't complain because you're outnumbered as well. There are more women than men. Mrs. Bush said since her husband left office in 2008, she's focused on the Pink Ribbon, Red Ribbon Project, which is a program that expands the plans for emergency relief for AIDS workers in Africa by including treatment for women with cervical cancer. They had not been served before. So, anyway, Mrs. Bush said, when you live in the White House, you have a platform. You're always going to be characterized in a way that you may or may not be. Anybody who's in a leadership position is going to be criticized, to target, criticized. I don't know whether this is a critical statement or not. Are women smarter than men? Yeah, I think they are. I don't know. I need to allow me.
Sure.
But, yeah, women are smarter than men.
But, I mean, if we're looking at like a broad base just across the board, are all women smarter than all men?
No.
Or are all men smarter than all women?
Some remember the old thing from what is it? Is it? I never know. I can't remember. It's 1984, or whether it's the other George Orwell book. Anyway, pigs are Animal Farm. You know,
right.
I think it's from Animal Farm. All pigs are created equal, but some pigs are more equal than others.
Right. You know,
that works.
You're saying that the first ladies have a platform when in the White House. This morning I was listening to news of our former governor, Bob McDonnell, and his wife, who apparently she was described by her chief of staff as a nutbag. Yeah. And with a temper and love to go on shopping sprees paid for by the guy that they're claiming was buying his way into the governor's mansion.
Yeah, right.
And influence.
Yeah.
And they were, when I heard that the first lady, the wife of the governor, had a chief of staff and a security staff, I started thinking, why?
Yeah.
I get it. You know, the first lady of the United States, you know, there's a lot of security concerns there. Sure, why not? And you do have a platform. I mean, it's, you know,
yeah.
You definitely have a platform. So, but how much does this cost us if we also have a chief of staff, a whole staff for each governor of every single state? And then what? Yeah. You know, who else has a, you know, where the husband or the wife of an elected official has a staff?
Well, that's the whole thing about the expansion of government and things that are being done that that have no basis in
why does the government need to pay for her platform at the state level?
Yeah.
The presidential level, I get it. It's a big, 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 big office. And you know what? It's not necessary, but sure, okay, whatever. And we know how much money we spend on that. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But at the state level, why can't they just do it on their own goodwill? Why can't they have a job with a nonprofit organization that is privately funded? Why does the state need to pay for Mrs. McDonald to have a chief of staff and security?
Mrs. McDonald. Oh, Mrs. McDonald.
Mrs. McDonald had a farm and everything else she wanted.
In the world of sports, Tiger Woods today in the news says he's back.
Yeah.
He's healthy. and he's going to tee up at this week's PGA Championship.
Yeah,
Will he win is the question.
No, he won't win. He did a practice round yesterday to see if his back, he jumped down into a sand trap last week and took a kind of like a weird shot where he had to stand at a weird angle and torqued his back, which has been giving him problems. And I find this amazing. This guy is in great shape. Great shape. He works out
a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And in great shape. But his back, I mean, these golfers, they torque their backs. That's the big,
the big concern.
Well, for all of them, I mean, it's the big injury that they all get.
All right. Do you know who Becky Hammon is?
No.
Becky Hammon is a WNBA star who ends her playing career after this season. And after that, when the NBA season begins, she will be the first full-time paid female assistant coach. She's working for the Spurs.
Oh, for the NBA.
Yeah.
Not for the WNBA, for the NBA.
She was a player for the WNBA. She will end her playing career this season, and then she will become the NBA's first full-time paid female assistant coach working in this arena. She's working for the Spurs. I think that's cool. Back to women are smarter than men. Maybe they'd be better coaches than men as well. All right. The other thing that has nothing to do with sports, although I think this does play into it. When you think of a college and whether you want to go to college, whether you want to send your children to this college or that college, many of you think about the extracurricular activities, good sports teams, what do they do with their free time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You may be interested to know that according to the annual Princeton Review survey, the folks at Syracuse University have the prestige of being the nation's top party school. I don't know anything more about party schools. Didn't know much about it when I was in college. Heidelberg Jersey wasn't a party school.
No.
And I don't know.
The student princes? They sound like a bunch of party animals.
Yeah, right there, student princes. So, Syracuse named number one.
Party school.
So, Richie, you went to, where'd you go? You went?
Montgomery College. Local college, yeah.
No partying there.
No, I was living at home.
Yeah. All right. Kenny, what'd you do for school? I've forgotten. North Carolina.
NC
State, okay. Partying there?
Plenty, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you participate?
Still hung over from it.
Really?
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I still went to class.
Yeah. You gotta go.
This happens all the time. Anybody you talk to, their school was voted the party school of the...
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And,
I don't know who it is.
And the school never wants to be credited as being the biggest party school.
Not good for sales.
University of Maryland here, West Virginia. Oh, my God, West Virginia. Those people. Mm-hmm. That college can drink.
Yeah, good. The college rate. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a moment, and I'm going to ask her, although it'll be a short conversation, I'm sure, because her answer is going to be yes. I will ask her, are women smarter than men? And then we'll move on into helping you develop some self-confidence. That's up next here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, partnering with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is here, so let the outdoor grilling begin. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 51% of Americans are likely to have between 5 and 10 barbecues this summer, and many will be grilling pork. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Requiring basic preparation and short cook time, pork is perfect for summer cookouts. Simply get a pork loin and cut it into medallions. Cover the medallions with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill the pork for about 2 minutes aside until browned and caramelized. Reduce the heat and continue cooking for about 5 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com for details.
Hi, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on what it is that you think and how you think and when you think about your relationships with the opposite sex. In fact, and I think this goes even for gay people, because there are gay people who, when I say relationships, I don't necessarily mean romantic relationships, just in general, how are you when it comes to being around other people? Are you, Johnny Carson used to be talked about a lot because when he'd go to a party, he'd stand in a corner. He wouldn't go out and mingle. He didn't really want to be a part of what was going on because he was very shy. And that has to do maybe with self-image. It has to do with self-confidence. Confidence. What makes somebody shy? Have you ever thought about that? How are you when it comes to being in a crowd? How are you when you're with the boss? Can you look the boss straight in the eye? Can you, in a way, manage to, I don't know, commandeer, control a situation? How good are you at that? When it comes to your spouse, comes to your children, comes to your work relationships, just friendships in general. I was having a dinner with some folks the other day, and I was interested in the eye contact that was going on. How good was the eye contact? And then how distracting was it when there was no eye contact? Think about that. If you can't look somebody straight in the eye, and from that look, get that glance, get them to look back at you, is there really communication going on? I think there's so much communication in the eyes and also body language. It's not just about words. It's about inflection. And your body accentuates whether you realize it or not. And that's sort of one of the things that I thought was interesting, Joy. Dr. Joy Brown is with us. The essence of body language and whether that is a way to establish self-confidence, because I wanted about to spend a minute on self-confidence and how people build up their self-confidence.
Is there a question in there?
Well, how does one build self-confidence? How does person...
Okay.
self-confidence?
All right. Self-confidence is one of those things that's one of the few terms probably that we'll ever use that is actually straightforward. Self isn't about other people. It's not about your mom. It's not about your teacher. It's not about your significant other. It's about you, of how do you feel good about yourself. And I think the answer is that you figure out what you value and then how to accomplish some of those mission statements about what you value. For example, if you view being in good shape as being something that's valuable, then you may want to work out. If you view being on time and being promptness as a valuable thing, then you work on being on time. But I think you're also talking about social interaction, which you may or may not have to do. There are confident people who are not very good at social interaction, and there are people who are a con artist is probably the best example.
I think maybe there's less of it now, even because of social media. Hi, Dr. Joy is reachable anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a question. 855-99-DR-JOY. She'll answer the question on her radio program, noon to 3, every day. Check it out.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Weight?
Really? Now, whatever weight I lost, you found pound.
Last chance. Take it or leave it.
So, those of you who are familiar with what now is a franchise created by Sylvester Stallone and some of his action star buddies, the movies are called The Expendables. This is Boom Lay Boom Lay Boom.
Say that again, please.
The song is called Diamond Eyes Boom Lay Boom Lay Boom by a group called Shinedown. I never heard this. I don't even remember this from the movie. But the movie, the music is what you remember about this movie. It's how many times people get blown up, cars blown up. It just is one violent episodic churn through the annals of action stars on top of another. I thought the second one. What did you do? What was that? I
think you just smoke in your eyes.
A lot of acting ability to get that done. I thought the second one was better than the first one. Chucker.
I agree with that.
Yeah. The second one was, the first one was just kind of stupid, and it was way too violent. And not the second one wasn't all violent. So what do we have to expect with the third Expendables, which comes out, what, next week?
It came out next Friday. Well, some new additions to the cast, Harrison Ford,
yeah,
which will be interesting. Antonio Banderas, who I hear is really good in the film.
Yeah.
And Mel Gibson is the villain, which I think will be a nice upgrade. Although Jean-Claude Van Damme, I thought, played a really good bad guy in the second installment.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun.
I think that this, when you get people like Harrison Ford involved, it gives them credibility. Not that it doesn't. I mean, you expect a certain amount of foolishness when Stallone and Schwarzenegger are together, because all they're doing is fooling around and having a good time. Bruce Willis was offered $3 million for 3 days' work. He wanted four, and Stallone told him to go pound sand, said he was greedy and lazy.
Sylvester Stallone, though, this guy keeps reinventing himself. From Rocky, when he was basically a homeless guy who got his script and wrote it and got it bought, and then he does all these different movies. It's, you know, the Rambo stuff, and now this stuff. He knows how to reinvent himself. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's a very credible...
Well, he didn't really reinvent himself. He's the same guy in every movie.
He's playing a different part. Right, exactly. But he's
different
become
name.
Very, very wealthy.
Oh.
Well, anybody in the business that has survived 5 decades, you have to have, you're going to have ebb and flows, big ups, big downs, and he's had them. And,
right.
But he keeps throwing punches, and he's still around.
Not a bad deal. All right, so we get to Chucker's Movie News in a moment here on Good Day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and ABVI!
All right, let's move into the movie news department. Chuck, it's all yours.
You got it, Doug. Warner Brothers has moved up the release date from its Batman vs. Superman movie from May 6, 2016 to March 25th of the same year. Why did they do that? Well, they wanted to avoid going head-to-head with Captain America 2, which came out March 25th, 2016. I heard one rumor. I don't know if it's true, but some people are speculating that Ben Affleck's Batman in Batman vs. Superman will be in his 50s and be around for 3 decades in Superman. Man just coming on to the scene. There also, the rumor says that Batman will never have been photographed, and his crime fighting will just be sort of a urban myth, which I think is a pretty interesting and cool idea. One other bit of news, production on the latest Terminator film wrapped this week. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be back as a cyborg playing the character at his real age in his 60s. The real title is Terminator Genesis, and it comes out next.
A cyborg that ages?
There you go. Now he's free in time to go promote Expendables. You'll see him on a lot of TV shows.
WD-40, I'm squeaky.
Yeah. 59, past the hour on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.